the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
As you head outdoors during the spring and summer, bask in the beauty of the Ozarks. In the local area, we are surrounded by many opportunities to get in touch with nature by hiking, canoeing, camping, and a myriad of other activities. I'm Nikki Donaldson. This is the first in a two-part series looking at animals that surround us here in Southwest Missouri. My guest today is Dr. Brian Green, herpetologist at Missouri State University.
In Missouri, snakes live everywhere. We have a lot of species in Missouri, and some of them even do well in towns and urban areas. So no matter where you live, it's completely possible for you to encounter one or more species of snakes. We have several that are really abundant right here in Springfield in everybody's backyards, even though most people don't know they're there. The eastern garter snake is a really common species in town. Most people have them in their yards. Black rat snakes, which are much larger animals, are actually do quite well in towns as well, even though people usually don't see them. And there are several smaller species that usually hide really well that most people would never even be aware that they're in their yards.
Oftentimes, snakes get a bad rap. They're usually more frightened by you than you are of them, and you'll most likely overlook them if you're trekking through the woods, added Green. He explained that there are four venomous species here in Southwest Missouri, including two rattlesnakes.
But fortunately, venomous species don't like urban environments very much, so the risk of any danger to a person, you know, in town is pretty low. People tend to encounter copperheads and rattlesnakes and things when they're doing things in a more, you know, natural landscape, if they're out camping or if they live in a rural area, then that's always a risk.
In order to identify whether a snake is venomous or not, Green says most of the features would require that you get close enough to touch. But Green doesn't think people should be too frightened. He studies the ecology of snakes, which encompasses pretty much any behavior of an animal in their natural environment.
So specifically, we look at things like what they're eating and how they respond to the distribution of the prey items that they eat. All snakes are carnivores and predators. But also things like weather patterns and habitat structure. Animals tend to move around to places where they feel comfortable and they respond to particular habitat features. And so we like to know what those are, how much space they use. We put transmitters inside of them so we can track them to see wherever they go, what motivates their movements and spatial patterns. There's a lot of different questions that are really interesting. We also study the animal itself in terms of how the populations work. How long does the animal live? What's it doing during its lifespan? How many offspring does it have? All this stuff is part of ecology.
One of his primary research subjects is the western cottonmouth. And recently, he's made some interesting discoveries about the species.
We've discovered that species here in Missouri isn't behaving the way it does in other parts of its range. It has a different diet. It uses the habitat differently than it would in most of the places where you would find that species. Specifically here, they're feeding on mammals, and they don't spend that much time near the water, whereas in most other places, they're predominantly feeding on aquatic prey species, and they live in swamps and things. And here, they just kind of hang around the water but don't really spend that much time in it.
Though people generally are fearful of snakes, Green points out that there are several thousand people a year bitten by snakes and fewer than 10 deaths. On top of that, Green said snakes are great for research.
We have a lot of fun studying them. They're actually really good research animals. They're easy to keep in captivity. They're easy to study in many ways, even in the field. And so we're able to train a lot of students in herpetology in my lab with snake master's theses and even undergraduate projects. I think maybe one of the things the general public should keep in mind is just that snakes are not generally dangerous. There's an overblown fear of snakes, and people tend to exaggerate the risk that snakes pose to them when in fact even venomous species are generally not dangerous as long as you're not holding one or stepping on it or something.
That was Dr. Brian Green, herpetologist at Missouri State University. Tune in next week for the second in this series. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.